News Radio WTAM 1100. This is Bill Wills. Mark Bona, Cleveland Plain Dealer, Cleveland.com, joins me in a couple of food and beer stories. Mark, let's talk about the Cleveland Brewery Passport and the success of this program, first of all, and a good problem to have when you're adding breweries, huh?
Yeah, this was a long time coming. This is an initiative from the Destination Cleveland folks. Started a year ago. It's a way to really show people, both people who live here, residents, as well as travelers, tourists, that we have a very strong, thriving, vibrant brewery scene. And they're different. There's a lot of different ones. They're very diverse. We have older, large, established breweries that distribute, and we have some small, tiny ones that have limited hours and they don't distribute. So the Passport is a fun program, works very simple. You go, if you buy anything, merchandise, a drink, or food, you get a stamp in your passport. When you get certain levels of stamps, when you get certain number of stamps done, you get you hit a prize level, and then you're entered for a grand prize. But the key thing is, this went so well that they not only did they keep all the breweries from this year, there were 30 of them, they've added 4 more. So this is a very big thing now. Summit County has had their brew pass for several years now. That also is a success. And the folks at Destination Cleveland are doing it in Cuyahoga County. It's nice to see that that they're really recognizing breweries for the tourism draw that they can be.
I was going to say, yet one more thing. You have friends, family in town, somebody really loves beer, then, hey, show them what Cleveland has to offer. A lot of these local brews involved in this, right?
That's exactly right. Yeah. And you don't even have to drink it. You can just get anything there to get the stamp. And a lot of these places have samplers, which I like. So you can drink a little less and try different styles.
All-star weekend in our town. And before long, I mean, just time just flies. Pro Football Hall of Fame. And they've got a craft beer festival. Also, you've been posting some info about Saturday, September 7th, I think, right?
Yeah, this has been interesting to me because on several levels, the Hall of Fame is doing a lot more than just being an entity to bring in football fans to see the great artifacts at the and displays at the museum. They have a lot going on, and this one caught my eye. It's their inaugural craft beer festival. Now, I realize we have a lot of festivals, but they're doing several interesting things here. Number one, if you get the VIP ticket, you have a chance to meet and greet with a gold jacket. That is a member of the Hall of Fame. Don't know who that is at this point, but that's kind of a neat thing. The other thing I like is that they're going to be featuring a brewery from every NFL market. I think that's neat because I looked at some of the names and there's some unique ones out there that you really don't see in Northeast Ohio. So it's not the same tried and true beers that are there. And then thirdly, the other thing I really like about this is they're saying that a lot of the reps from the breweries will be there pouring beer. This is important if you're into craft beer because at a lot of these fests, you get volunteers, very amiable, very
right.
Nice. But they may not be that knowledgeable about the beer they're pouring
right.
From that particular
good
brewery.
Point.
So now you do have a rep there. So this looks like a fun one. It's September 7th. It's a week after Labor Day. Of course, over Labor Day, there's going to be the Black College Classic football game going on. So quite a bit going on at the Hall of Fame. I've been covering the Hall a little bit more over the last couple of years, and there's so much more going on there now. It's amazing.
Amazing renovation in that area, and a lot to be proud of when it comes to the Pro Football Hall of Fame, what offers the whole region. And hey, one other quick note, by the way, July 25th, draft only, but it's Christmas Ale Day, right, at Great Lakes?
That's right. Good call, Bill. You know, this is for those of us who just can't wait to the release party when it comes out on a seasonal level. Christmas Ale will be released at a patio party on July 25th, as you said. It's a lot of fun. It's one batch. They're going to have a pig roast. They'll have some other fun things going on. It really won't be around too long. It's going to be draft only. But if you miss it, we're only 3 months away from the seasonal release when we have the very big the big party that comes up every year, the release party for Christmas Ale. So that should be a lot of fun, Christmas Ale in July.
He is following everything. Follow him on Twitter, mbona30. Great posts, I'm sure, through the weekend, too, of the All-Star Celebration in our town. Mark Bona. Thanks, pal.
Thank you, Bill.